Here is the recording. I'm going to record only my questions and the patient's response.
Hi, Lily. My name is Laquan. I'm one of the midwifery students. I just want to jump back in and reiterate, because I know that you say you have two children at home. I just want to confirm that, because I was made aware that you had two pregnancies and one abortion. So I just want to confirm exactly what your pregnancy history is.
Yeah, I have one at home, like with my pregnancy, and then I have one from his last relationship.
Okay, perfect. Can you tell me about your first pregnancy? Was it full term, preterm?
Yeah, it was full term.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
Feels so long ago, but I was 17 at the time.
Oh, okay. And was it a vaginal birth? Was it a cesarean?
Yeah, vaginal.
Okay, were there any complications?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So in reference to the abortion, how long ago was the abortion?
I was 23 when I got it.
Okay. Okay. So back to your menstrual history, I just wanted to confirm, how many days do you actually bleed?
About 5 to 6 days.
Okay. And you say your bleeding is regular light.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about your current sexual history.
Okay.
We know, are you currently sexually active?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a monogamous relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What are you currently using right now to prevent pregnancy?
Condoms.
Okay. Have you ever had any STDs?
I had chlamydia when I was a teenager.
Okay. And you said as a teenager, right? When was your last STD testing, screening?
2 years ago at my pap smear.
Do you remember exactly what the results were of your pap smear?
It was normal.
Normal? Okay. So, since we're talking about contraceptive, do you have any time frame on if you want to have more children, when that will be?
I think we're leaning towards not having more children at the time.
Okay. Alrighty. So you're looking for something, a contraceptive that's long term, where you don't necessarily have to do anything every day?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you wanting to just remove the period, or are you okay with still getting your period every month?
I don't mind if I have it, or if I do, or if I don't have it. I'm fine either way.
Okay. So I know that
you're gonna switch.
Okay. This is the second portion of my visit with during assimilation.
All right, Lily, I'm back again. So I know that you just got a wealth of information, and we're nearing the end of the visit for the most part.
You guys have 10 and a half minutes left.
Okay. Can you please reiterate to me the information that you received so far in reference to the education and actual what happens with the procedure for the implant of the IUD?
Yeah. For the IUD, it sounds like I can take like ibuprofen and stuff, and it might not hurt as much as stories I've seen or heard of. Yeah.
In reference to the vasectomy?
And then to the vasectomy, it sounds like either of us can get it. And that for me, it would be like going under, which would have more risks. Yeah.
Okay. So I see that you did get a lot of information, but I just want to summarize it just a little bit for you so it's a little bit more clearer. In reference to the vasectomy, you know, your male partner will come into the office, not this particular office, but, you know, the procedure is just pretty much a snip. It's less invasive for him to actually do it. And of course, you would still need to continue with using condoms or some type of contraceptive for at least 3 months before he's actually not producing any active sperm. For you, yes, of course, you know, if you were to do the sterilization, you would definitely have to go under. It's a little bit more invasive for you. You're gonna be out of work and things like that. So the reason why we're pretty much saying something in reference to the IUD, because it's pretty much a reversible sterilization. You put it in, you know, it decreases your chances of getting pregnant. But if you do decide sometime in the future, because you are pretty young, that you do want to have children, you can easily have it removed and, you know, try working on conceiving a child.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would need for me to clarify for you?
I don't think so.
Okay, so there's just a few things that I do want to just get from you that we didn't get yet in reference to your medical history, because I do know that you told the medical assistant that you don't have any, but I just want to just confirm, have you ever been told that you have hypertension, high blood pressure? Do you suffer from migraines or headaches? No? Okay, no history of diabetes, no cancer. Okay, great. So it seems like you're leaning towards the copper IUD. You would have to medicate and eat a meal 30 minutes before actually coming in for the procedure.
Can I switch to Samantha?